Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we are diving quite literally into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in the OCR specification, pressure in liquids. That's topic 2.9. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier, this topic will come up. And the good news? Once you truly understand what's happening at a physical level, not just the formula, you'll find these questions genuinely satisfying to answer. We're going to cover the key equation, the concept of upthrust, how floating and sinking actually work, and then I'll walk you through the most common mistakes I see candidates make every single year. By the end of this episode, you should be able to confidently tackle any OCR question on this topic, from a quick one-mark recall all the way up to a six-mark extended response. So let's get started. Let's begin with the big idea. Pressure in a liquid increases with depth. That's the fundamental principle. But why? Think about it this way. Imagine you're standing at the bottom of a swimming pool. Above you is a column of water. All of that water has weight, and that weight is pressing down on you. The deeper you go, the more water is above you, and the greater that weight pressing down. That's why your ears pop when you dive deep. The pressure increases. Now, here is something really important that OCR loves to test. Pressure in a liquid doesn't just act downwards. It acts equally in all directions at any given depth. So if you're at a depth of 2 meters in a lake, the pressure pushing on your left side is exactly the same as the pressure pushing on your right side, and the same as the pressure pushing upward on the soles of your feet. This is a key qualitative point. Make sure you can state it clearly. Now, let's bring in the formula. The pressure due to a column of liquid is given by P equals H rho g. Where P is the pressure in pascals, H is the depth below the surface of the liquid in meters, rho is the density of the liquid in kilograms per cubic meter, and G is the gravitational field strength, which on Earth is 10 newtons per kilogram. Let me say that again slowly because every single symbol matters for your calculation marks. P, pressure in pascals, depth in meters, not centimeters, meters. Rho, density, in kilograms per cubic meter, not grams per centimeter cubed. Kilograms per cubic meter. G, gravitational field strength, 10 newtons per kilogram. I cannot stress enough how important those units are. OCR will frequently give you data in the wrong units. They'll give you depth in centimeters or density in grams per centimeter cubed, and they expect you to convert before you calculate. If you don't, your answer will be wrong by a factor of 1,000 or even a million, and you'll lose marks. Here's a quick conversion to memorize. 1 gram per centimeter cubed is equal to 1,000 kilograms per cubic meter. So water, which has a density of 1 gram per centimeter cubed, is 1,000 kilograms per cubic meter in SI units. Now, a really common error I want to flag. The H in this formula is the depth of the point below the surface of the liquid. It is not the height of the object, and it is not the distance from the bottom of the container. It is always measured from the top surface of the liquid downward to the point you're interested in. If a question asks for the pressure at the bottom of a tank that is 1.5 meters deep, H is 1.5 meters. Simple. But if a question describes a block that is 0.3 meters tall sitting on the bottom of that tank and asks for the pressure at the top of the block, H would be 1.2 meters because the top of the block is 1.2 meters below the surface. Many candidates use 0.3 meters here, which is completely wrong. Right, let's move on to upthrust, and this is where the physics gets really beautiful. When an object is submerged in a liquid, the liquid exerts pressure on every surface of that object. Now, the sides of the object are at the same depth on both sides, so the pressure pushing in from the left equals the pressure pushing in from the right. Those cancel out. But here's the key. The bottom surface of the object is deeper than the top surface. And because pressure increases with depth, the pressure pushing upward on the bottom face is greater than the pressure pushing downward on the top face. That difference in pressure creates a net upward force. That net upward force is what we call upthrust. This is the explanation OCR is looking for when they ask you to explain why upthrust acts on a submerged object. Don't just say the water pushes up. That's too vague and will not earn the mark. You need to say the pressure on the bottom face is greater than the pressure on the top face because the bottom face is at a greater depth, and this pressure difference results in a net upward force, the upthrust. Now, whether an object floats or sinks depends on the comparison between its weight and the maximum upthrust the liquid can provide. If the weight of the object is less than the upthrust when fully submerged, the object will float. It will rise until it's partially out of the liquid, at which point the upthrust from the displaced liquid exactly equals its weight. If the weight equals the upthrust, the object is in equilibrium. It hovers at that depth, neither rising nor sinking. If the weight is greater than the maximum upthrust, which is the upthrust when the object is fully submerged, then the object sinks, because no matter how deep it goes, its weight always exceeds the upthrust. For higher tier candidates, you should also know Archimedes' principle. The upthrust on an object equals the weight of fluid displaced by that object. This links beautifully to the pressure formula. A larger, denser object displaces more fluid, generating more upthrust. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the physics is only half the battle. Tip number one, always convert your units before you start calculating. Write down your conversions explicitly. Examiners can award method marks even if your final answer is wrong, but only if they can see you're working. So write H equals 50 centimeters equals 0.5 meters, then substitute. Tip number two, when you use the formula P equals H rho G, show every step. Write the formula first, then substitute the values, then calculate. Three clear lines of working. OHR mark schemes typically award one mark for correct substitution and one mark for the correct answer with units. So even if you make an arithmetic error, you can still pick up the substitution mark. Tip number three, for explain questions about floating and sinking, always compare forces explicitly. Don't just say the upthrust is less than the weight. Say the weight of the object acts downward and is greater than the upthrust acting upward. So there is a resultant downward force causing the object to accelerate downward and sink. That level of detail is what earns you full marks on a 3 or 4 mark question. Tip number four, remember the command word hierarchy. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer, 1 or 2 sentences. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because. If it says calculate, show all working and include units in your final answer. Tip number five, don't confuse pressure with force. Pressure is force per unit area. A large force spread over a huge area can produce a small pressure. This is why a drawing pin hurts when you press it into your finger. The tiny area at the point creates enormous pressure even from a small force. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the formula for pressure in a liquid? P equals H rho G. Question two, what are the units of pressure? Pascals or Pa? Question three, as depth increases, what happens to pressure? Pressure increases. Question four, why does upthrust act on a submerged object? Because pressure on the bottom face is greater than pressure on the top face, creating a net upward force. Question five, an object sinks when its weight is greater than the maximum upthrust. Question six, what does H represent in the formula? The depth below the surface of the liquid in meters. How did you do? If you got all 6, excellent work. If you stumbled on any, go back and reread that section before your exam. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember. 1. Pressure in a liquid increases with depth and acts equally in all directions at a given depth. 2. The formula is P equals H rho G, where H is depth in meters, rho is density in kilograms per cubic meter, and G is 10 newtons per kilogram. 3. Always convert units before calculating. Centimeters to meters, grams per centimeter cubed to kilograms per cubic meter. 4. Upthrust arises because the pressure on the bottom face of a submerged object is greater than the pressure on the top face. 5. An object floats when upthrust equals weight and sinks when weight exceeds maximum upthrust. That's everything for today's episode on pressure in liquids. I hope this has given you the clarity and confidence you need going into your OCR exam. Remember, physics makes sense when you understand the why, not just the how. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.